Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Scream loudly for
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Do you remember how I discovered reggae farts? When I first got my smart speaker, I realized you could tell it to fart. And then, because I don't know that it's a woman. And it said back to me, would you like to hear all these various types of farts? And I was like, yes, please, more. And then it's like, would you like to hear a song about farts? And I'm like, my God, are you going to tell me there's a movie next? My God, yes, play it.
Wait, you hear what I found later.
Oh man, are there country and western farts?
No, not farts, but like when you hear them, you're like, "Oh my God, I forgot about that."
Okay,
blast from the past.
This is fun. I have to see if Angel will let the nephews listen to this one. I think they would just cackle. They'd love it. They'd have to say a bunch of "Hey Mimes" afterwards, though.
Yeah, they would.
Or "Hail Marys."
Hail Mimes.
Hail Mimes. Okay, this is going to be awkward. Because you're going to hear some accusations thrown, and are they going to be substantiated? Because when you think that you know somebody did something, and then you go to catch them in admitting to something, and then a confrontation ensues, and it's like, yes or no, I didn't do that. Why would you think? Like, either way, there's going to be a confrontation. Because the person thought that the other person did something. So even if it turns out that they did not, it's just like if Nine and I were in a relationship. I'm the guy.
You mean a romantic relationship?
Yes, we are in a relationship. You're right. Good for you.
Why can't you both be the guy?
We are, you know what? Because we like equality, you son of a bitch. Both people get displayed and shown.
Yeah.
See, you made me forget what I was even going to say.
You gotta write it down.
Shout out to Dave Guido. That's the only thing I've written down today. But okay, so let's say that I thought that Nine thought I was cheating on him. So he comes to me and says, "Hey, you know, oh, I feel something's going on here. Have you cheated on me?" And I'm like, "Fool, don't be coming at me like that. I would never." So he's like, okay, thank God, you haven't cheated on me. But in my heart, I am kind of hurt because he thought, this fool over here, thought that I would have messed around on him. So you're damned if you do, kind of, either way.
Yeah, you kind of are.
But if it gets at you to the point where you got to know, then you just got to ask him and you got to deal with the truth and what? The consequences.
Uh-huh.
This is like in movies where they say the title inside the movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. A lot of water in it. It sounded very loud. It sounded like a scuba tanks I was just setting down.
Well, it's about the size of one. It's a big ball.
Thank you. All right. Truth and consequences. Names we cannot say, I would imagine. You tell me.
As far as I know, yeah.
You can say the names. Okay, perfect.
He changes mind.
That works good. All right, then let's say what's up to Will. Is it Will or Will?
It's Will. What's up, guys?
It's Will. Okay, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing all right. Minus this kind of weird situation I got going on.
Yeah.
So hoping you guys can help me out here.
Well, I think we're willing to help you out and at least give you the opportunity and the medium to do it. But tell everybody kind of what happened. Definitely don't say like where you live, neighborhood wise.
Yeah, you know
that.
No worries.
But tell everybody what got missing, and then everything that went to bring you to doing Truth and Consequences today.
Yeah. So you know, as you guys know, it's pretty much we're still kind of right dag smack in the middle of winter. And my lawnmower was stolen. Okay.
What kind? Pusher, rider?
It's a riding mower. It's a Husqvarna, so it's a you know pricier mower. It's like, you know, like around $1,800. Mm-hmm. You know.
It's a Husqvarna.
But it's like, you know, it's just kind of weird. It's like it was stolen in the middle of winter. You know, like no one's really cutting grass right now.
Yeah. God, I've been saying that wrong all these years. Mm-hmm. I really have. Now, somebody stole it. How did they steal it? Did you leave it outside accidentally? Or do you leave it outside all the time? I mean, hell, you ought to be able to you leave your car out in the yard, right? Or, you know, if you don't have a garage, you don't worry about that being stolen necessarily. But a lawnmower, somebody could. You ever see a construction site? They always have the trailers lifted up in the air.
Yeah,
because crackheads going to come steal them.
Big generators and stuff have to weigh up in there.
They have to lift them up because only giants could get up there and get them down. How'd they steal your lawnmower?
No, it was in my garage, but my kids were putting their bikes back in the garage one night, and they left the door open. They must have, and no one really noticed until the next morning. You know that the mower was gone.
Mm-hmm. He stole the bicycles too, or somebody stole the
bikes? No. The bikes were still there. Nothing else had been touched except the mower. And I mean, you know, it's just like, I guess these lazy ass thieves are too lazy to use a weed eater. You know what I mean? It's just like
the chainsaw still there, blower. I mean, I'd go with the accessories before I'd pull the big rig out. Yeah,
everything.
I mean, I wouldn't steal it all. I wouldn't steal it all is what I'm saying. I'm just saying, if I did, then I would not go for the big thing first.
Yeah, it's like OJ's book, If I Did It.
Right, if. Yes. Now, you've got a suspect in mind. Is it just one suspect you've got it down to? And how did you come to this decision?
Well, I mean, I do have a couple. Yeah. So, yeah, I do have somebody in mind. And, I mean, I have a couple of cameras set up around my house, security cameras, and I didn't see who stole the mower or how they got it out on the cameras. All right. But because I don't have one like facing that way right there at the garage.
Seems like an important one.
That would be the
Yeah, well, you know, I'm kinda
hindsight
2020.
Right. I mean, it's in the works now, you know, to say the least.
Gotta replace that mower first.
It's true.
I did see my neighbor walking around my yard at like 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning. I think it was like 1 o'clock, the camera said, when everybody was sleeping inside my house.
That same night?
Yeah. So why was my neighbor walking around the yard unless he was, you know,
well, that's
eyeing,
a good point.
You know, eyeing up my mower.
Yeah. I mean that's a great point. In your yard, I imagine you have fences up, so it's got to be kind of hard to hide a riding lawnmower, though. I don't know what kind of neighborhood you live in, but have you checked this outhouses or you know, under tarps and things like that?
No, I mean it's a good area. I mean it's a nice neighborhood, but you know, it's like I'm the kind of guy, I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. But
I can tell it's a nice neighborhood when you had a Husqvarna, you know.
But there's no reason for anybody to be walking around my yard at 1 a.m. And I mean, it's a coincidence that it's the same night my mower was stolen.
Mm.
I mean, no way. I mean, it's just, I think that my neighbor either stole the mower or he knows who did.
Yeah.
And I just want the mower back, and I want to know the truth.
Man, I'm sitting here reading a bunch of texts from people that say that you should really be mad at your kids, but that's not necessarily true. I mean, you know, you can't. I mean, Sure, you know, that maybe that's how the things, but you also got to be able to trust your neighbors not to steal your lawnmowers, right?
Yeah, you do.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you should be able to. I mean, there's probably plenty of people like, I can't trust mine.
Yeah. Maybe he saw the thieves and was shooing them away in your backyard. Yeah, I know.
He probably mentioned that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
So what's the game plan when we call him? Because, you know, with Truth and Consequences, you'll talk to him on your own and you'll, you know, it'll be just like you're calling him. We'll disguise the number, that gimmick. And then, like, how are you just going to try to catch him?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I want to see what's he want my lawnmower for? You know what I mean? And it's like I've tried talking to the neighbor about it.
Okay, so you've had a conversation already, at least one.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not outright asking him if he did it. I'm just trying to kind of see if he, you know, knows anything, and because I don't want to just accuse someone of something, like, unless I don't have absolute proof.
Yeah,
but he's always kind of like, oh man, that sucks, you know. He doesn't really say much else about it.
Why not call the cops though? Like, why would
I did file a police report.
Okay.
And they told me, they were like, oh, this kind of thing happens a good bit, and there isn't really there's not really much you can do about a missing mower.
I'll tell you the truth. That has been said before to someone I know that had some stuff stolen out of their garage, and that was what was said. We'll check with the pawn shops and all this stuff, but rarely does anything come back.
If it turns up somewhere, if it turns up, it's going to be by chance, most likely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they just say if it's just, you know, they have a report on it just in case it does turn up, and it's just basically, if they get it back, you know, it's going to be pretty much kind of on accident that they found it. It just, they don't really just get returned, you know, for damn missing mower. But, yeah. You know, I think my answer to all this is right next door to my house.
Mm. Have you, like, peered into his garage? Like, do you think that he... Because how silly would that be for him to try to use your riding lawnmower in his yard? Like, if he stole it, he's either sold it or he's going to change the paint scheme? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he'd get rid of it if he stole it. He would get rid of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not, like, peeking in his house or anything like that, but it's like, I mean, I've watched the videos from my cameras for hours to see if I just see something else. And I mean, it's like, you know, now my kids are making fun of me, and it's just,
you make fun of them back. They left the doors up. It's the reason this whole thing got started.
It's their fault. That allowance, it would take a lot of allowance to buy a new mower.
Take their iPads away.
Huh. Yeah. But I mean, let me tell you though, it's just like, I'm determined to find out what's going on, because I mean, it's just going to get worse if I don't find out.
Listen, pal.
Yeah. I hate to ask you this. Could you kick his ass if you had to? Like, if it came to a war of words? Just in case. I'm not advocating that. But, you know, if you get home and there's an altercation, I mean, are you worried?
I mean, you know, I I'd like it to not get to that.
I know.
I mean,
me too.
I'm not afraid to if it has to.
Okay. That's a good answer.
You know, but I did. That was what I was getting to when I did talk to my neighbor.
Yeah,
was I wanted to tell you guys that, like, I haven't outright asked him if he took it, but I did ask him why he was around my yard, and I saw him on the camera.
Okay, good. What'd he say?
Oh, he said some BS, like, he thought he heard something outside, and, you know, he didn't see anything. He didn't even see anything unusual. And then he goes, oh, I saw that you're, he said something like, oh, I saw your lawnmower in there, in the garage.
When it was open.
Hmm. And I was just like, all right, well, why didn't you just, like, come, you know, knock on the door to say it was open and say you thought you heard something. And you know, I said, this is a decent neighborhood. And I said, you know, you should have just been a neighbor and come told me that.
Yeah, sure. But again, like you said, hindsight's 20/20. Like, I can say that if I went outside in the middle of the night and my neighbor's garage door that was normally closed was up, I would just assume they're airing it out, or I mean, they, you know, it's not for me to be all busybody either.
Yeah, that's, I mean, right. You don't want to go, because you're a different kind of weird if you're going around ringing people's doorbells at 1 o'clock in the morning,
yeah,
or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he mentioned he didn't want to, like, come ring the doorbell or knock on the door at, you know, 1 a.m. in the morning.
Wow, his wife don't let him smoke inside. Is that what it is? What's he doing running around outside at 1 o'clock in the morning anyway? I know you said he heard something, but hell, if I hear something, I still ain't going to go run outside. I'm going to get up in the watchtower with my gun.
Yeah, some people want any excuse to go out and smoke, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know, but I'm just telling you guys, I just want to see what's going on, because I mean, it's just, it gets me heated even just talking about it, because it's just, yeah. I want to know who took my damn mower. And that's why I'm contacting you guys, because I want to confront him and put some pressure on him and see if he might slip out or something. You know, the guy was there on video the night of the crime, and he's the one and only suspect.
Yeah, but how will you do that if you've already said, like, will you, are you going to tell him, hey, I have you on video?
Well, I told him I saw it on yeah, on the video.
Well, we're
and he's
gonna
like,
have to...
oh, that's when I just, he's like, that's when I just was out and I thought I heard something, okay, and I was like, what? Like, it's just, it's not all adding up, you know.
We're gonna
have
to, we'll talk off the air and we'll come up with some way for you to try to catch him, and you know what I'm saying, because if you've said that to him before and it didn't pop out, then we got to figure out another thing. Like, tell him today your car got stolen and then see what he says. I saw your car this morning, you know, something like that.
I saw it this morning.
We'll talk off there. We'll figure out something. And then here in a second, we're going to call your neighbor and you can do the whole thing, okay?
Yeah, I think he's lying. Point blank. I think he's lying to me.
All right, sir. Hold on. You noticed as it went on, he was kind of like laid back, and then he started saying, damn. And other words.
He got a little more heated up the more he thought about it. And
the more I sit here, the more I'm getting heated.
Wussy.
Pal.
Yeah. Time it was over with, he's pretty hot about it.
Is this misdirected anger at his kids? Is he pissed off that somebody rolled through the neighborhood and stole their lawnmower? And
I think he's mad that the lawnmower was stolen more so than, you know, leaving the garage open for one night and it gets stolen, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't get too mad at your kids for doing that. Because if he gets mad at his kids for doing that, well, then he's got to get mad at himself for not going behind and checking after him.
Yeah. And plus, most people know you pull the riding lawnmower into the living room so they can't steal it out of the garage.
Park it beside your motorcycle in your apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging in the air.
It's perfect. Yeah. It's perfect. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, he's going to call his neighbor, that whole thing. We'll figure out a way, hopefully, to help him out, catch him in the act, and more. It's the Rise Guys. It's Truth and Consequences. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet Rise.
So funny. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:30. We got us a Truth and Consequences right here. It's weird if you've looked at the text line, and if I'm talking to those here in the room, if you're looking at it out there, how are you getting in there? You hacked it. A lot of people are on both sides of this thing.
Yeah.
It seems. A lot of people are saying, yeah, why would he be in the backyard? Why would he be? And then other people are saying, just because you saw him, maybe he was being the Good Samaritan. You know, that's why some neighborhoods, they see nothing. Oh, I didn't see anything. Because if they pointed out who did it, then what happens? They become a Target.
Yeah.
Or a Walmart or some kind of big box retailer. You know what I mean? Yeah, you don't want to, oh, I ain't going to say anything. They'll steal my rod and lawn mower then.
Yeah.
You know? Or just my regular pushing one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
You're still a push mower and you have to work for it.
Yeah. Exactly. So... he's going to call his neighbor and say, I've asked you if you stole my riding lawnmower. By the way, before you bring him on, he says Husqvarna in a way that I guess is not of this area.
Funny.
Is that how I can tell, like a Pennsylvania kind of accent on him, I think.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, and I was just like, Husqvarna? I've never heard that before. I'm not going to make fun of him because down here we say words wrong.
I've seen and heard plenty of Husqvarna commercials.
Not ever Husk.
Husk.
Husk. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
But Husk is funny. I like that he says it his own way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
My dad used to drive a Pontiac.
Wow.
Well, at first I thought it was going to be like an off-brand, but I can tell by him. He kept saying, we live in a nice neighborhood. We live in a nice neighborhood. It's like, if you live in a nice neighborhood that many times, you live in a nice neighborhood.
Yeah, you do.
You know? All right. Let's bring him on. Hey, we're just talking about you. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So. All right. Now, I've looked up Husqvarna riding lawnmowers, and your basic model, you're going to be paying $1,500 to $2,000. You realize that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot. Yep. I understand why you're pissed off.
Yeah, mine was like $1,800.
God, you must have a big old yard, or just it's kind of therapeutic, isn't it? Just I miss having a riding lawnmower. I do. I don't have enough. I got enough yard, but I'd ride down the hill and tumble. I'd Tiger Woods it all the way down. No mean will into. I'm just trying to think of a recent wreck. You know?
Yeah.
I would take it down the hill. I would be in the creek, upside down, needing the jaws of life on a riding lawnmower. Yeah.
It's a shark that cuts you out of the car.
Here's another question that a lot of people are asking on our text line. Is your wife aware that you're doing this today, and does she support you?
I actually didn't tell her I was talking to you guys about it.
Totally fine.
She's already been making fun of you, you said, right?
Yeah, she's already thinking I'm kind of like being crazy about it. So I didn't tell her I was going to.
The kids are making fun of you.
Oh, the kids.
Even though you could kind of blame them.
I think you should. Yeah.
Wussy.
Okay. All right. So we're going to dial the number here.
You think his neighbor stole Fatboy's Twitter?
I don't know. I mean, I think if you're a thief, you don't just steal landscaping equipment. I think you steal anything of value.
Yeah, I think you would.
I'd like to find out.
Yeah. All right, we're going to dial the number. When he answers, you know, we didn't really come up with a game plan other than you're just going to directly ask him, and then once you get what you hope is a confession, then we're going to pop on and say, what's up? Hi. We're Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, or whatever. Mm-hmm. We'll say Rise Guys since we're on our show. And then and we'll go from there, okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
Yeah, but if we're doing good cop, bad cop, you're bad cop, and we're good cop.
Yeah, we gotta play good cops.
Yeah.
We have to. I'm Cagney, you're Lacey.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. That's a very dated reference there, isn't it?
I want to be Callahan.
Please, Cagney.
Dirty Harry.
No.
Tackleberry.
Hello? Hey. Chad? Hello? Chad? Hello, yes. What's up? Hey. It's Will from next door. How you doing? You got a minute?
Yeah, I just got to work, but I guess I have a minute I could spare. What's up?
Oh, okay. So, man, I just wanted to talk to you again about the lawnmower thing, you know. I just want to make sure that I'm not missing something, or something isn't getting left out, or just lost in translation, or something like that, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure I told you everything the other six times we talked about it.
Look, I'm not trying to be a bother, but I mean, it's really bugging me because I almost caught the whole thing on camera, but I didn't.
Yeah, well, you told me that already, and it's kind of turning into a thing like when Pee Wee Herman lost his bike, you know?
Well, you know, I wouldn't be this worried about a stupid bike, okay? All right, this is a Husqvarna, and I only got to use for one summer, so I want my mower back, and I want to get some answers.
Okay, so what exactly do you want me to tell you that I didn't already tell you?
Well, Chad, to be honest, it doesn't really look very good that you were walking around my yard at 1 a.m. and then my lawnmower disappeared.
Dude, we already went over this. And, you know, I was out there walking around. I do it all the time. You know, this isn't weird.
Yeah, you know, but it doesn't sit right with me, Chad. It doesn't sit right with me.
What doesn't sit right with you, Will? You think I stole it?
I mean, I don't want to think you stole it, but you are the only person who showed up on my cameras that night.
Yeah, well, you need to figure out why your cameras don't cover your garage and your driveway then, because you caught me walking around, but you missed the people who stole your lawnmower,
from right under your nose. Look, I just, man, I'm just telling you, it's a little bit weird that you are the only one who ever shows up on the camera between 11 and 7 a.m. All right? I mean, is that not weird?
I don't give a damn what you think. You aren't going to call me up at work at 7 in the morning so you can accuse me of stealing a lawnmower. Tell me this, Will. Where is it? Where did I take it at 1 in the morning when I stole it? I didn't take it to my house. I didn't tow it away to with a Honda Civic. So what did I do with it?
I don't know. I mean, it had a tank full of gas. I mean, you could have driven it anywhere in the neighborhood to meet up with one of your buddies who has a big fence or something to hide it with. I don't know.
A fence, first of all, every house in the neighborhood has a damn privacy fence.
No, not like that. Like a fence. Like the kind that buys stolen stuff so he can resell it.
What the hell? You're accusing me of stealing your lawnmower, but you're the only one talking like a mob movie.
Look, just tell me if you took it, or tell me one good reason you were walking around in my yard in the middle of the night.
You want a good reason, Will? I was drunk. I was drunk, and I went and I peed in your flower beds out back. But I guess your cameras missed that, too. I get drunk, and I like to wander around, and sometimes I take a leak somewhere, because that's what drunk men do, Will.
See, now your story's changing. Let me tell you, you're gonna crack.
Dude, you watch way too much TV, but if you call me a thief one more time, I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to get off of work, and I'm going to kick your ass while your kids watch.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, let's see about that, all right?
Okay. I would like to say good morning.
Morning.
Hello?
Good morning. There's someone else on the phone?
Yes, it is.
Your dad?
Wow, do I sound that damn old?
No.
I mean, not that he sounds that old either.
Explain it, Ryan.
This is the Rise Guys, 93.3 The Planet. This entire call's been on the radio. We're letting you know that and say good morning to you right now.
Okay, so
he really thinks that you took the lawnmower. Now, I don't think any of us have it.
We have no dog in the fight.
No, we don't. But, man, like, it does sound weird now as this comes out. Go ahead. Sorry.
Wait. Really? I thought that you guys were like cops on the other line when I heard other people on the phone.
Oh, thanks. I mean, who do I sound like? It's kind of like a... okay, go ahead. Now, you thought this was a sting operation. It kind of it was in a way. But
nobody has the authority to arrest anyone or any of that.
The whole phone call's just been on the radio.
We have no jurisdiction anywhere.
You know,
I didn't tell him I was over there drunk and peeing in his yard. Okay, that's kind of embarrassing, but it doesn't make me a thief. I didn't steal anything from anybody, and I'm sick and tired of my own neighbor acting like I'm robbing lawnmowers, like it's even possible.
Yeah.
So who did it, Chad? Who did it?
Well,
I don't know.
How would he know?
Why would I know if I didn't do it, stupid? But I'm done talking about it, and I want a copy of it so I can play for the cops when you keep harassing me and trying to do their damn job for them. Stupid.
Hey, don't be mad at us. I mean, you're not. I can tell you're not.
Yeah, he wants the audio from us.
Oh, he did hang up. Well, how are we going to get his information to give him the audio?
You can get it on the podcast, Chad.
I'm telling you guys, that guy, he stole my damn lawnmower.
Yeah, but maybe just...
Man, the burden of proof is a son of a bitch.
It really is. And plus, like, you know, you have to admit, the more you started saying, like, maybe you... He drove it to meet some of his friends in the... Like, think about how much arrangement... Hey, guys, listen, I got a line here on a Husqvarna.
Yeah.
Meet me.
I know.
I mean,
and how many guys live in a suburban subdivision neighborhood nowhere to take a lawnmower to a fence, you know?
Well, part of me says, how many like subdivisions or people driving around the middle of the night on a lawnmower? But
somebody would have seen that. Probably. Somebody got get up or just still up or staying up. They would have heard and seen a lawnmower driving down the road.
Somebody's Instagram story.
Yeah.
Even if he did take it, he's probably tired of getting asked about it.
Seems like one of those neighborhoods where people, if they hear anything unusual, they get real mad about it, especially like a lawnmower driving down the road at 1 a.m. They go look. They're looking to see who they can get mad and complain about.
Yeah. Like, I mean, who knows? I didn't. It just sounds like he's tired of you harassing him about it. And really,
his words.
Yeah, that was his words. You know, a lot of people are saying, turn your camera toward the garage. You know, hindsight's 20/20 on that. But, you know, whether he did or didn't, you know, the burden of proof is there. I'd say just throw it on the insurance. Just say, hey.
I mean, the truth's going to come out because, look, now his story has changed. And guess what? I'm just going to keep pressing on him until he cracks.
The RC is going to beat you up for any
kids. How you doing? I mean, why?
Because I know he did it.
Yeah, but you can't prove it or do anything about it.
Like, you, man, that's your home. That's your, like, that's your sanctuary. Like, and now you're going to sit in there and you're going to be looking out the window every time you see his Honda Civic or whatever coming
in. I'm determined. Oh. Now he's got me determined.
Oh, God. I want to just take up a love offer and get you a new lawnmower so you'll chill out.
It's not about the mower. It's the principle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, just remember, your family and your wife and your kids, y'all live there. So, you know, you got to remember that. You got to you live there. So don't.
I remember that. Okay. I know that.
Which one of them was talking ass kicking a while ago?
Chad was going to kick Will's ass while his kids watch.
Yeah, in front of them.
Oh, no, you hear the child. Okay, I don't want to hear the kids talking.
Hello.
Have a good morning. And be chill out, I think. All right, thank you. Right.
The kid's about to watch an ass whooping.
He's pissed. You hear the kid sound tiny, too. You shouldn't be able to close the garage at that age.
You ready, Junior?
That's truly what it is. My dad would always say, Matthew, put your basketball up when you get done playing basketball. And I'd say, why, Daddy? And he's like, because somebody will steal it.
It's like golden bone mill.
And then, so even then, he would still go out and look and make sure it was put up.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't, he'd go down there and do it.
Did you hang it up like a tetherball so nobody could reach
it? Lift it up way up in the trees. That's why my grandpa fell out of the tree that time. He was trying to get a basketball down. Oh, man. He's pissed at it. Amen. A bunch of people texting in that, too. He's pissed at himself because it got stolen. Now he's trying to take it out on somebody.
Yeah, I mean, he does probably want to know who stole it, and he probably thinks the neighbor really stole it. But still, what's your recourse? You have no evidence. You have no proof whatsoever. Unless he just admits to it, and he doesn't want to admit to it.
And so you got that home warranty, so you might as well use it.
So you're going to get hit with the, hey, stop harassing the guy who lives next door to you before he gets hit with, hey, did you steal the lawnmower?
Like he, right, you don't know for sure, but just hearing that guy, he's just frustrated. He didn't really do it. It doesn't sound like it. If you were judging it just on that, I don't think he took it.
Yeah, I don't think he took it. If I were it, obviously, if I were the law,
yeah,
then I can't do anything about it. Like, okay, you think he took it. That you thinking he took it doesn't mean anything to the law.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't the law.
You ain't the law. You ain't the law me.
Oh.
All right. Well, would love to hear from you if you've had some situations with your neighbors or who you it's kind of fun to kind of just listen to their voice and say, yeah, you know what? I don't believe you just based on the way you sound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Also, there's another text. Wish all these people would quit coming down here taking our land. What?
Well, they're buying it.
They bought it from somebody.
Yeah, you could buy some too.
Yeah, thank you. All right, 1-800-774-0093. Get on the horn. Touch base with us. Morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:52. We don't have all that long, but for those of you that are waiting patiently, we want to talk at you and see what you think. Thank you. We talked about this guy the other day when I was fretting about not being able to find Cherry Coke Zero. Mm-hmm. He showed up and brought me some. P1 Bojangles, good morning.
Morning, how are you guys doing?
Good. I'll never forget that. Thank you.
Well, let me first address that. The only reason I did that was I love the Blanken show, okay?
Well, thank you.
I did not feel put out, and I didn't go out of my... Anyway, but you're more than welcome for that, and I may do it again in the near future. Anyway,
you say you were going to put out? Also?
That's what I heard.
I was not put out.
Oh,
you made it sound like I went out of my way and it really messed up my schedule.
Oh.
I would, but I mean, anyway, Frank, yeah. We won't talk about the other. But if I were Chad, I know it's a weird thing to be walking around somebody else's house at 1 in the morning, but if that guy has called him 6 other times, if he can afford an attorney, I think he should hire one real soon and say, you know what? This guy is harassing me. I did not steal the blanket mower.
Yeah.
Okay, would you, you know, and I don't, I guess lawyers charge what, 50, 60 bucks an hour? But it'd be worth hiring somebody, I think, because I think he's being harassed.
I can't tell if you're making a joke about the $50 or $60 an hour. If you,
no,
haven't.
I don't know what do attorneys make, 80 or 90 bucks. I don't even know what attorneys make. Like,
I don't know. But where my they point is,
I don't want to look back and tell you
exactly. But you get my point, though. Yeah. If he can afford an attorney, literally, if this was the seventh time he's called him, I feel like there's something maybe a little bit off about the guy from, I think he's from either Baltimore, Chicago, or Green Bay. I think it was either Wisconsin, Illinois, or Maryland.
You didn't think Pennsylvania? Like the way he would say
it? Oh, no. Yes, Pennsylvania. Because sometimes Pennsylvania sounds like Baltimore.
I agree.
Yeah,
with that.
Pennsylvania and Baltimore are similar. Yeah.
Think about it being Missouri.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love the show, and I think you had a whack job on your show. Anyway,
all right.
I love the show.
Well, thanks.
That's coming up.
That. That's at 9:10. Thank you. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
A new bit.
Yeah. You laugh, you're doing it.
That is funny. The
I know, right, first one up.
Average attorney's fees range from $100 to $200 per hour, but they go from like $1 to $400.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
God.
Good gracious. Yeah. I'd take my time if I were them. I really would.
We'd be helpful.
That's why all these court cases last 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
They get paid by the hour. What do judges get paid by the hour? That's the big question.
I think it's daily.
Isn't?
Because you got all this student
no
debt.
Hour.
Yeah. Let's go to P1 Looney Loco. Ooh, good morning.
Good morning. I guess he could take the money that he probably got from the lawnmower and hire the attorney, but let's see. Because just the way he went into the quick, tried to play the victim toward the end, I think he actually took it. I mean, there's no other reason. And also, as well, being in someone else's yard, pissing in their flower bed, I mean, you know, that's chart. That's an indecent exposure. I mean, he just admitted to that. But, I mean, you know.
That brings up an interesting point. What if he did get caught on the cameras urinating with his penis out, and then the kid sees it on the surveillance camera? Does he go on a list?
Potentially.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Don't get drunk and pee outside.
It goes on the kid's favorites list. Yeah.
That's the message there. All right, Looney Loco. Thank you,
sir. If it is an indecent exposure and nobody sees it, it is an indecent exposure. That's a crime that requires a victim.
Yeah. But isn't it awful? Like, hey, man, you got naked and you're indecent. It kind of sounds like they're talking crap about your body.
A little bit,
you
know? Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
I mean, you go on a list because you got naked outside. Mm-hmm. Ow. All right.
Yeah, people are pretty split on the,
big time.
The text line 72341 thinking that a lot of people think that the guy stole it. A lot of people think he didn't steal it.
And then the other thing, too, is it's no longer the time of covet thy neighbor's wife. People are saying, this guy wants to blank this guy. You can tell.
Covet thy neighbor himself?
Yeah, I guess so. Man, coveting him. His ass is in a ditch or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. We'll put that on pause for a minute. We got to get caught up in the news stuff. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
All right. Well, we have to talk about what's going down with Paris Hilton. And she's speaking out about facing abuse from the media, and she's talking about how David Letterman and Sarah Silverman used her jail sentence as a punchline. So we'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Man, that's interesting. You couldn't get away with treating her the way people treated her back in the day. Like, if you tried to treat somebody like that now, it wouldn't fly.
Yeah. I don't even know. Treating her how?
The way we did back in the day.
Oh.
Like 15 years ago.
Well, you did.
I never met her.
No, me neither. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. More Rise Guys. Morning, everybody.
Get your morning freak on with the Rise Guys. Weekday mornings on 93.3. The Platinum.